This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein welcomed Eliza Ben Shalom, a wife and mother who is carrying on the Jewish tradition of matchmaking, much like how Abraham in the Bible sought to find an appropriate wife for his son.
So when you're dating, there's a part of you that might still be looking for someone else, even if emotionally you've decided to marry each other. And once you get married, that questioning completely ends, and you can start with the level of establishing your life together. And so the dating process, as you see it, is unnecessary and also dangerous.
Yes. Yes. And it's volatile. It has the potential to just erupt in our faces. We say it ends with marriage, but the wandering eye doesn't always end. You have to consciously make that end. There was a woman that I knew who got married, and then several months into her marriage, she was on a business work trip and somebody hit on her and leaned in to give her a kiss. And she's like, it just happened. And she's like, it's like almost like I forgot. Like I'm not in the dating phase anymore. Like we actually got married. She's like, I didn't mean for this to happen. So we can't get too used to this dating relationship phase. If we're marriage minded, we have to be heading towards building a relationship and not always looking for the next best and being very sure. I am confident you are for me. I am for you. And I am done looking in the world. The world exists. For sure, there's going to be somebody more beautiful than you, smarter than you, definitely wealthier than you, from a better family than you. Yes, but I still picked you.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.